Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
A team for the ages, the 2025 Milwaukee Brewers.
Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are. Come see what the Brewers are doing.
They
come on and cheer.
Did
a
it.
Superstar. Be a
see if I can lower the camera here. I got my George Webb shirt on. It is. A little snug, by the way, as we discussed yesterday. I need to drop a few pounds after I get my free burger. It is the Thursday edition. The 12 in a row after winning 11 in a row. And if you believe in jinxes, well, Will Summers and Alex Stroph were not guilty of jinxing the Milwaukee Brewers, who win their 12th straight game. What a run, what a team. What's next? Maybe a World Series berth for the first time since 1982 edition. The Packers are in Indianapolis as they get ready to have a joint practice with the Colts today edition. And the good news for Tausch at channel3000.com, he can read all about Irish kicker Mark McNamee.
Oh, God.
You can do that in between holes today. Come on. There's like three other stories from yesterday also that are more pertinent to the 2025 season. But it'll be a good read for you edition. I'm Wilde and Tausch.
Okay.
On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, which I can't get myself centered properly, on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, roughly 39 miles from my nearest George Webb in Peshtigo. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and from an undisclosed location he may or may not disclose, but it's one where we don't have video of him. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm awesome. It's a beautiful day. Burgers, golf. Like, I don't know how you beat it. I'm a little.
Are you walking right now?
I have the internet. No, not yet.
Sounds like you're moving.
No, I'm sitting on my big keister. I do not have a too snug George Webb shirt on. But I don't know. I have snug. This all set up because my vista behind me, it's similar to when we were out in California. Like, it is absolutely gorgeous. But I have the internet hooked. I have the vMix link. I'm all set. And it won't click. So I'm very frustrated with that. But I'm not going to let that
sour.
Very, very, very frustrating.
Hear it. Yeah.
I'm yeah, that's too bad. I was really looking forward to seeing a large swath of the table that your iPad is on, and then a little bit of the vista behind you.
But Judge, how's it being perfect? It must be. It must be just exhausting.
It can't.
I know
be
I am
times.
Exhausted listening to you.
I'm sure you
I believe
are.
It. Yeah,
so what do you got going on? Since we're not seeing your vista, what do you got going on today? What are you doing?
I got a fun little weekend planned, some golf, some relaxing. Sarah and I are up here with some other couples, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So I'm teeing off here about, after the show, and then we're just going to enjoy the weekend up here. Got a couple weekends here before. What's so funny?
I'd like to book a tea time. Oh,
what's so funny?
Okay, Mr. Tauscher, what time would you like that to be? Oh, after the show.
Yeah, we can get you in. 9 or 18.
It's post-show, yeah. Well, they're big fans, so they just will accommodate. Yeah. No, I think it's like at 1. It's like 1:05, something like that. It's I'm going to grab a little lunch beforehand, maybe hit a couple balls. I don't hit a ton of balls anyways. I'm actually missing the old – I told you guys this – the old COVID era of golf where you couldn't warm up and you could drop the ball out of the sand and all this other stuff. Unfortunately, that passed on. That was the one thing about COVID I actually
about unfortunately.
So, it'll be a great day.
Well, we look forward to that. What, we look forward to your reports.
The golf has changed that you're prepping, and
yeah, I mean, so the girls have their the first WIAA, I believe, sanctioned event today for both of them competing in a golf match this morning, which I'm not at. I'm with you guys. I'm not walking the course.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself. Are you
proud
of me?
That's because you got the bad foot. If you're
no, I'm good. I would have pushed through it.
100% healthy, you're off today.
No, I. My foot would have been. I would have pushed through it. I pushed through the pain as a helicopter parent.
But well, I sent you that note from this. I think it's the Steelers player or Saints, New Orleans Saints player, turf toe out 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, I hate to say this, you're one tough hombre. You are a tough hombre.
Soft,
getting back out
yeah,
there
soft.
And jumping back in.
Yeah, well, anything.
No,
for,
I still think you're really soft.
Anything but. For you guys? Yeah. So do I, actually. All right. Well, we're excited for you to have some. Some well-earned time off and get you out there on the course. And,
it's been a
and
minute.
So we look forward to that.
Speak of the devil, I think you're taking off tomorrow, too. So I don't know, be judgy.
I stand in solidarity with you.
Yeah,
what a team. So my question for you is this. How did you consume yesterday, like you consume your Coors Lights, how did you take in the Brewers' 12th consecutive win, earning those George Webb burgers, and more importantly, continuing their torrid stretch of baseball as we get into the dog days of August and then we get into a pennant race. How did you watch the game, listen to the game, Lane Grindle on the final out call? What'd you do?
So yesterday we finished the show. I went, had a couple things I had to do, and then Sarah and I went to pick up Eleanor from her camp. So what I did, I watched a little bit before we left on whatever they're calling that station now. I think it's FanDuel, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to give – is that the name of it? So watch
FanDuel
that.
Ice Cream.
You see the Brewers. Yep. You pull ahead. And I don't know about you. I didn't feel – I felt like I had burgers in hand. And then we get in the car. We're driving. And I listened to, of course, Madison's home of the Milwaukee Brewers, 100.5 ESPN Madison. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what? It's 6-5, huh? What? Hey, burgers are in jeopardy. And then as we got to the campsite, I think there a big – was it seventh inning that they kind of pulled away and then, you know, really finished it with the single to score two and go up 12-5. And it was kind of – I thought apropos that we scored 12 runs because of 12 wins.
Mm-hmm.
But that was how I consumed it. So it was mostly radio, a little bit on the telly. But it's just – I've said this now for a while that this is one of those seasons – if you have any access to, you try and catch up and find a way to either watch the highlights or see in real time what's going on. Because we all now, there's no longer a, is this team special? This team is really special. To what degree, you know, we'll find out. But the question I have, and I'm already hearing it from friends of mine that are diehard Brewer fans.
Oh, boy.
When do we start getting nervous? And I said, Don't sweat it. Let's get to September 22nd. And then, hopefully by then, you got the one seed wrapped up, all this other stuff. Then you can start sweating. Can they win a postseason? I don't think we need to start freaking out about that at this point. Because you want to – we always talk about enjoying the journey.
Yes.
Well, there's no more enjoyable journey than what we're having right now. We all want to get to the same destination. And I found out from doing Jim, Matt, and Molly yesterday, there is potential for this Brewers team. And I'm not jinxing anything. There is potential. And I heard it from the wonderful Jesse J. Nelson, who, by the way, what a grinder this week.
Wonderful.
All shows all week?
Two-a-days.
He said that it is possible Sunday night the Brewers could wrap up the World Series the same night that the Green Bay Packers go to Pittsburgh. Game five. How sweet will that be if that's how it plays?
I got bad news for you.
You lied to me?
I did. He's working so hard he was getting information wrong.
Jesse, what the? What the?
I did a little...
Oh my God!
Released the.
You can't just keep throwing stuff. I don't think it's gonna stick.
This is gonna be quite
what are you
the
doing?
Show.
So they released the.
Oh God!
They released the postseason schedule, and this is actually good. This is gonna be good news and a public service announcement for everybody. Should we get there? I don't want to start counting any chickens.
I couldn't be more frustrated.
I understand.
Right.
Yeah, if only we could see your face.
Why don't you stop? Why don't you stop me? Mid sentence, like what do you?
Yeah, that would have been the right thing to do.
I honestly,
read the room.
I forgot what you were going to reference until
well,
you said
I knew
it
what
the
he was going to say.
It's the only. No offense, it's the only interesting thing you asked me yesterday. No offense, Jesse.
None taken.
I think there was some offense intended there. So there was some concern that should the Brewers, who do have the best record in baseball by 5+ games at this point. So it's okay to speculate. Should they be in the World Series? There is no World Series game scheduled per the MLB postseason schedule that was released yesterday. There is no World Series game scheduled on Sunday night, October 26th, when the Packers and Steelers play in the Aaron Rodgers revenge game.
So and Jason, we're old enough to remember when the NFL wouldn't play on Sunday.
Correct.
In respect to the World Series.
Yeah.
I was still playing, like my first couple of years.
I'm old enough to remember that.
And now,
are you sure?
Major League Baseball is saying, I think we need to steer clear of this juggernaut. We're not going to play on Sunday. We're better off playing Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday, Thursday, or whatever it is.
Bullyballed them.
You know, it is bully ball, but it's the reality of business. So
game one would
that's
be
so frustrating.
Game one would be Friday night, October 24th. Game two is Saturday, the 25th. They have a day off on Sunday. Then games 3, 4, and 5 would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, that's good. It won't
and
conflict
that
then with
York.
The parade.
That would
correct.
Be. That would be in New York against the Yankees, probably, right? Because as I told you yesterday, the ideal scenario for me as a Brewers fan is we're so sick of those tambourine bats or whatever they called those things in the beginning of the
torpedo
season.
Torpedo bats.
Everybody was saying, oh, my gosh. And it would just be so blank and poetic if we torpedoed the Yankees end of the season to shut that whole thing off and win a world championship. That's what I'm hoping for. I feel like we're probably putting the cart before the horse a little bit, but I don't care. I am excited, and that is what I hope. And until proven otherwise, that's where I want to see this thing go.
I don't really care about the opponent. If they're in the World Series, that's good enough for me. I am a little worried that we're like your friends who reached out to you, which this is what I'm really intrigued by. Are we just constantly bracing ourselves for disappointment? Like, is it a self-preservation mechanism, a defense mechanism that we're already worrying about when we're going to start getting nervous? Is that what we're doing? And do Packers fans do that too? Or is that just like the Bucks won a title And we were certainly nervous when they were down 2-0 in multiple series on their way to the title.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, we were.
And now, like, I believe that the folks that texted you, your Brewers fan friends, authentically feel that way already. Like, they go from the euphoria of free burgers to, all right, when do we start getting nervous? Right? Is that just
my
how we're
question
wired?
About this, 100%. Yeah, I think we've been scorned so much. And I think Wisconsin sports fans feel a smidge cursed. I think we feel that there's, you know, we always talk about the kind of the insecurity, especially on the NBA side with all the Giannis rumors. And we want to be loved. We want to love our teams. And we want to brace ourselves for the what seems to be inevitable, disappointing finish with the fact that we've had these MVPs and these great teams and these teams that have been positioned to win. And when you don't, it hurts and you want to protect yourself. That's a natural, mm-hmm. kind of a natural thing. My question, I was going to ask this on Twitter and I forgot. What happens if the Brewers win 12 more and get to 24? Do you now double patty it? Or do you go, like, what does George Webb do?
I think they do it again.
If they get to 24.
Yeah, I think they got to run.
Know what I mean? Do they do it again
time.
Or do they double patty it? Because no, the league, and we looked this up because Eleanor, as we're coming home.
Great to have her back,
have the Brewers
by the way.
Lost. Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. She is a beacon.
Wish she would have been on the postseason schedule for you, but that's okay.
Have they lost a game yet this season, she asked. And I said, yeah, they have lost a game. I know it seems like maybe they haven't. But the all-time winningest unbeaten streak, I think, is 26 games. There is a tie in there because she actually did the research on Sarah's phone.
Glad somebody does.
You get to 24. Is it you just reset and do the same thing again? Because, again, man, I would be highly doubtful that this happens, but I would have been highly doubtful after they got to 11 that they'd reset and get, like, 3 weeks later. So you just – it's all of this stuff. You can get it insecure, all this thing. There's just so many fun storylines, and that, for you, Jason, has to be probably one of the most fun parts about this whole deal.
They're a phenomenal story. It is great. I am definitely invested now. I'm paying more attention than I normally would. And, again, look, I get that a large block of our listenership on this show is interested in the Packers. It's one of the great things about this show for me because I don't have to pretend like I'm an expert on some other teams, right? We have great experts. We have Jeff Levering. We have Justin Garcia. We have Eric Name. We've got so many good people that help us be smarter. We've got Jeff Passan that I don't have to pretend to be something I'm not. Right now, I'm just interested because they're such a great story and because to do what they've done. I mean, look, we all gave Stroh and Will a hard time that they got to 11 wins. Those two knuckleheads went out with their lawn chairs and parked in front of a George Webb, and then they lost. The fact that they came close and then went and put together a 12-game winning streak to get the burgers, I mean, that's hard to beat storyline-wise. The only way you beat it is if you keep winning and you end up going to the World Series and then you go and win it. So I hope that turns out to be the case. This team feels not like a team of destiny and all these other things, but it feels special. And I hope that they can sustain it because that's exactly right. Like, you know, the Andrew Vaughns and the idea that they've brought this team together on a budget and have the success that they have, this is awesome to be a small part of as we watch it from the distance that we watch it from. Now, I wish George was still an usher. He was still helping people to their seats because he'd be loving every minute of it. I'm sure, Jesse, that you and your dad are talking Brewers every time you talk because you're both excited. That's the stuff about a team that gets on a roll and sports in general is it brings all of us together. We all get excited about the same thing. And while I may not be a fan, I am definitely a fan of this story and the excitement that this team is generating.
What I think is awesome is, well, a lot of things about this. Number one, when you look at the scope of this entire season so far, the Brewers have been at the center of the national baseball storylines the whole way. starting with the opening series and how bad it went at Yankee Stadium and the debut of the torpedo bats. The Brewers were front and center with that. Then you get into May and June, and then the Miz makes his debut, and that becomes a thing that people take notice of nationwide. And now these back-to-back winning streaks, including the free burgers, where I'm listening to ESPN Radio late last night driving around, and they're talking about it last night. They're talking about it on the national news shows this morning. Like, this is now transcending sport, where everybody's taking notice of the city of Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Brewers' hot streak. Like, that's what makes this feel extra special. I watched the Just a Bit Outside documentary with my mom and dad last year, and it was awesome. Is this, to you guys, starting to feel like 1982? Does it have that same type of buzz, that same type of electricity? Like, did you know it then when it was happening, and do you feel it now?
Tosh was 5. I was 10.
I don't remember the 82. What? Yeah, I think what this reminds
what
me of.
What did George
Jason,
say?
And I do.
He said yes.
Well, that fits good.
I thought you
obviously
guys
that show. I learned a lot. No, I learned a lot from that movie, the 82 movie, Just a Bit Outside. This reminds me of 87, and I remember that streak, the 13 games that George Webb, but sustained. Because if you remember that season, I do believe the Brewers fell off a cliff the next month. And we saw a little stretch of, you know, some iffy baseball early. This has been a sustained run, and that they're doing it in a way that is sustainable. So whether or not they win the World Series, we don't know. Obviously, you're going to position yourself and you're going to give yourself the best opportunity to do it. But this is just, I think we have to stop looking at ourselves as this America's underdog, because you can't really be an underdog when you've been the best team in baseball for the vast majority of the season. And look at yourself like you're the big boys, even though your salary and how you view it isn't. Because you don't go, and I don't remember who it was, Reynolds from Pittsburgh. But after yesterday's game, he hit a couple home runs. He basically, like, nobody wants to see this team. This is a great baseball team. And I think a lot of times we're looking at it like, you can't say it's fluky because it's been more spooky. It's more spooky because I think we're going to get a little spooky as we get going. But this is more, to sustain this, you have to be really blank and good. And this team is. And I think that this whole concept of us going into a shell and not embracing that, I know the guys in that dugout and that clubhouse are not. They're going to look at it from the perspective of, let's keep doing what we're doing, right, but let's just go win this whole dang thing.
To Tausch's very salient point, the Milwaukee Brewers, on the strength of their 13-game winning streak to begin the 1987 season, on May 2nd, they were 20-3. They then proceeded to lose 12 straight games.
Do people have to take burgers into George Webb?
Everybody has to go work in 8 hours.
How about that? If you redeem and get a burger and we lose 12 in a row, you have to go put an 8-hour shift in. How fun would that promotion be?
And all the workers get to eat the food that we make.
I am
That actually would be genius if they did that.
I'm so proud of you guys right now, because I was hoping that was a slam dunk alley-oop to you guys, and you did not disappoint me. They actually lost 18 of their next 20 overall. Like, they followed up that 12-game losing streak with 2 wins, and then they lost 6 more in a row.
I've never heard that part of that story.
No, that's why there's no documentary. They did finish 91-71 that year. They finished third in their division. That was obviously in an era when there were no wild card berths, etc. But that is, to Tausch's point, that ain't this.
No.
This team has proven over the course of the last X number of months, especially ever since Pablo's birthday party, that they are more than that. But we will see where this journey takes them. We are all now more invested than we were. when Jesse was questioning the veracity of the manager's job security. But it is a fun ride, and we are eager to see where it takes this team and the Brewers fan base from here. We do need to get to the Packers as well, because I know that's why most of you come here. But Tausch has to tell us about another reason why everyone comes here, is to learn about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Indeed, and for long-lasting comfort and reliability, it's easy. Trust Pella. Each piece specifically constructed for your home, and it's always designed with innovation, rigorously tested for quality and performance, and it's built to create long-term energy savings. No reason to wait. Order up by August 31st. Get zero interest for up to 60 months. That's 5 years. No interest payments. Don't miss this deal. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Certain restrictions do apply.
We will not devote a large portion of the program to the Mark McNamee story, but we will devote it to the Packers, who are in Indianapolis. Their joint practice with the Colts kicks off a little bit before 2 o'clock Central Time. So it'll be after we're done. So even if I was there, I'd be doing the show from a hotel.
I always get thrown off on Indy.
They are currently an hour ahead of us.
So it's 1 o'clock our time.
So Matt LaFleur is going to talk at 1 o'clock. No, it's 2 o'clock our time. It's 3 o'clock their time that they start this practice.
Isn't that weird? I'm still fascinated by that, but I'm not going to bore you with that. It's the whole thing's just
too
fascinating.
Late.
That's actually funny, Jason.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Well done.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Slow down on Monday.
We'll take a break from Brewers fever to talk a little Packers.
Hey, but before you do that, Jason,
yeah.
Jesse, before we do that, and I agree with you, Jesse, you are the biggest Brewer fan of this group. I would say I'm second, and Jason's third. Jason's catching. I'm catching you.
He's not a fan.
Are you nervous? Or are you all in just on the celebration and enjoying your dry hamburger that you decided not to put anything on, which is interesting to me too?
Oh, I did. I definitely was planning on exploring that portion of the program.
Yeah, we can hit that later. But are you getting nervous? When do you flip the switch?
So here's, I guess, my official stance on it. Now that they've won the
official stance.
Yes. Now that they've...
I wasn't looking for like a political statement.
Thank you for your attention in this matter.
Yeah, jeez. All caps, baby.
Would you like me to answer the question?
Yes, continue. Stop being a powder.
Now that they have won the 12 straight and have won the free burgers for the state of Wisconsin, winning the division, which next week's 5-game series with the Cubs will go a long way to likely determine if they're almost in cruise control to get to that or not, and then locking up a first-round bye in the playoffs, which, quite frankly, could come along with winning 100 games. Like, we're in that ballpark to start talking about now. Those are the three metrics that are left.
You're going to start having a conversation? You're going to have a conversation about that?
I think it is fair to start thinking about when to have the conversation about winning 100 games, yes.
Don't start having... these types of things can go the other way, too, you know.
They can.
Yes, they can.
So why don't you just enjoy the ride and shut the hell up?
So this is why I wanted to work my way to my official stance here.
Okay.
Those three things are kind of the checkpoint still to go for what the regular season holds. But I feel like they're going to make the playoffs. That bet is cashing at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. They're making the playoffs. I don't think I need to see anything more in the regular season from the 2025 Milwaukee Brewers.
Start resting your starters?
Well, I'm not saying rest the starter. I'm saying I'm convinced.
Oh,
like,
dear.
This is a team that is capable of winning a championship. So I don't think there's anything more that can happen in the regular season that will make me feel better about their chances to win a World Series. And the argument from Cubs fans or whomever else saying, all right, that's cute, do it in the playoffs, is a valid one until the Brewers prove they can do it in the playoffs. We have no comeback to that because of what the last 7-8 years have been in the golden age of Brewers baseball. It's been a lot of good stuff, but they haven't gotten it done in the playoffs outside of 2018 going to game seven of the NLCS. So I am in that boat. There are some nice check marks still to go, but otherwise, I am ready. Let's see it in the playoffs.
So, Jesse, you're saying yesterday, getting the 12th win, best record, 7.5, whatever the game lead is against the Cubs, best record in baseball by 5 or 6 games. You're saying yesterday was kind of that line of demarcation. You still have a couple of things you want to see, but for now, you're going to continue enjoying. You're not thinking postseason yet, or are you? Did yesterday trigger the postseason thoughts, even though it's middle of August?
It was the last big check mark of like, all right, this team has done just about everything you could possibly
burgers?
Hope for. Yeah, the burger standard.
Burgers was the big check mark?
Burgers was one of the big, obviously, like winning the division, taking care of the Cubs in the 5-game series next week. Those are big things too, but
pretty big series.
As far as believing that the team is capable of winning a World Series, the opposite of Dunzo. Someone tweeted, we need to bring Funzo the Clown in for this season because it's been so great.
Oh, we got a clown.
Like, there's no way Dunzo's going to show up until they are, if they ever lose again, and if they are ever, you know, eliminated in the playoffs, that's the only time Dunzo's going to show up this year. So there's nothing I need to see that would convince me as a Brewers fan that they are capable of winning the World Series. There's nothing more this regular season.
Are we
okay? Little housekeeping too that I just want to know.
Sure.
So obviously the Cubs stalled and wouldn't play us because they didn't want the Miz. Is the Miz going to be back in the rotation anytime soon, or where are we at with the Miz?
Yeah, they haven't announced their Friday starter.
Yeah,
because it's possible he's going to go. To some degree.
So, and it would have been Tobias Meyer's turn in the rotation. He started last week, and he pitched the final 2 innings yesterday.
What does that tell you?
That would lead many to speculate that the Miz, who was scheduled to make a start Friday this week, either in AAA or in Cincinnati, I think he's going to start tomorrow night. And then they're going to have him in one of the Cubs games next week also. That's what I think is happening.
No
inside.
Do your little.
No inside sourcing there. That's just reading the tea leaves.
All right. First of all, are we issuing this official statement in some sort of official capacity from you? Are we posting that to all of our social media channels?
I can draft up a press release if you would like. Yeah, I can. Like a transfer portal.
Jason, what did you even learn from what he just said?
Nothing.
I don't know. He said the burgers were the big checkpoint.
Did you miss the entire point of what I said?
Kind of.
I don't even know if you had
one. I
am convinced they are
proven that they are capable of winning a World Series.
Do you believe they are capable of winning the World Series?
They've won.
Yes.
They're 27-3 or whatever they are.
Exactly. Jason, are they capable of winning the World Series?
That's like saying the show is on the air today.
Are they capable of winning the World
Series?
There's
a lot of technical things that could come up. So
also true,
I feel more confident on that side of it.
There's nothing that's going to happen from now until September 28th or whatever the last day of the season is where you're going to say that. Okay, now
I think they are. The 1987 Brewers lost 12 in a row.
Doesn't matter.
What if they have a long losing streak?
Nope, doesn't matter. They can have a long losing streak and they're still going to be okay.
I'll join that club.
This is the worst.
This team's resilient, even if they do struggle. There is no way. Even if the Oakland A's from 2 seasons ago come in and they get swept, I am not going to be writing any edicts. Or if the Rockies or the White Sox, whoever stinky teams, there's no edict. Nothing can happen in this next stretch unless they really fill their britches that will change my mind on this team. They've proven enough to say, yeah. This is the squad.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you to a point, but Jesse's proclamations historically have not gone well. So I'm always leery when he decides to issue an official statement. I would also say this, and again, I don't know what the future holds either, but this is great. They got the burgers. They've won a ridiculous number of games over the last couple
of months. Big checkpoint, I heard. This is a big checkpoint.
Yes, very big.
Season.
But again, the question that Tausch has proposed, which I would like to get some feedback on the Carbless Talk and Text line, is the right question. The idea, is this the greatest regular season by the Milwaukee Brewers ever? I mean,
on track to death. There's
like, I don't think first of all,
close,
what are people?
Right?
What are people? You're in the moment, right? No one's going to say, well, I don't know, that 93 team that got off to, you know, were in a really good spot until they faded down the stretch. Man, were they good? Like, no one's going to say no. It's not, because they're playing at a level that we've never seen over a 30 game stretch. The question, and I'm happy to take calls and texts on this, because I think Tausch nailed it, is, are you living in the moment? Are you enjoying this, you know, being where your feet are, as people like to say, with this baseball team? Or are you now that you got your little burger coupon coming out today, now are you starting to get nervous? Because that's how we are conditioned. Wisconsin sports fans do that sort of thing.
Yeah, we do. We do. I am going to say this, Jason. I'm going to make my own proclamation, if I may.
Official statement.
Yes, this is my official statement.
I do declare.
I am going to enjoy the ride and not think postseason baseball until September 18th, when Shaq is playing DJ after the game against the Angels. September 18th is my cutoff. That's when I start thinking postseason. I am going to, for the next, 34 days, I am going to enjoy and not think about some of the disappointments and some of the other things. I am going to just say, what a squad. Enjoy, love, 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 love. And then when Shaq finishes his DJ set at AmFam Field on the 18th of September against Mike Trout's Angels, that's when I am flipping the script and saying, it's time. That is my official Brewers declaration.
That is what
Could
you will say.
Could that be more specific?
Shazam!
Can I be more specific? I don't know.
DJ Diesel.
Saw DJ Diesel up at Bree Stevens when he was. I don't remember which act he opened for. He's good.
Yeah, I think he
entertaining fella.
Didn't he open for Hootie for the AmFam Championship?
Rucker. Yeah.
It could have been Hootie.
He did.
It could have definitely been Hootie.
Where was DJ Paris Hilton? Was that Summerfest a few years ago?
She's a DJ too?
Yeah. I didn't know that. I must have missed that story. All right.
If you have, is it to the point where you just have a bunch of money, it's super easy to DJ? Because I know Mike, the wedding DJ, we got Jeffrey from Celebrate. It's not an easy thing.
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. So is it just, I mean, it feels like anybody that has any type of pub, could I go and be a DJ? Like if I go have three sessions with
What would your DJ name be?
I'd have to think on that.
DJ easy. Next question.
DJ so Heavy T.
That's not nice, but true. Is that something that I could go and do?
Yes.
It feels like Shaq. Okay.
Sure you
Maybe
could.
That's... I've talked a lot about sourdough, and obviously Taylor Swift on the podcast. I've been a huge sourdough fan. I want to be a sourdough guy and also a DJ sails across the country.
Wait a minute.
Those are my three new hobbies. Sourdough, sailing, and DJs. That's what Tausch does.
That's what Maryland does. So wait a minute. Because I haven't listened to the entirety of Taylor Swift's
appearance. It is so good. It's so good.
It is on my to-do list, but at some point, this did not make the headlines, she talked about sourdough bread?
Oh, no. It was probably 20 minutes of the show, and I've been raving about sourdough for a while. It's the best bread, and there's a way you can get some kit that you just can recycle the same sourdough over and over. She's putting blueberries in sourdough. She's got she must be like Betty Crocker. I mean, she's got these whole. She's on blogs. She said, "If you have a sourdough blog, if you have a sourdough blog, she's been on it." That's what she said. So it's fascinating, and I want to be a part of the sourdough club.
Well, you're a sourdough guy. You're a sailor man. What else are you?
I love Kohler services, and I love. By the way, I'm very close. As I'm sitting here, I know I'm not going to give you where I'm at, but I'm very close to that great spot.
I think you might have just done that.
Jesse, can you put up that picture when we went and checked all the old Kohler service stuff and all the new great stuff that you can have? It's right down in Kohler, and this month only. 0 interest financing for 12 months, and you get a free You don't have to pay anything for that free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. And my new buddy Chris from Oostburg, oh, those flying Dutchmen, one of their skilled installers who demos your existing bath or shower, removes it, disposes it before installing your brand new dream shower. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com, request your free quote, and as always, fast professional installation from Chris or from other great pros. That's always included. Again, KohlerServicesWI.com.
All right, the Packers do have a joint practice with the Colts today. We'll get to that coming up. But I would like some texts, Jesse. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Are you like some of Tausch's Brewers fan friends who are segueing from, yay, we got free burgers, to, oh, now I'm nervous? Are you in that group, or are you just enjoying the ride? Are you managing to avoid those feelings of, I don't want to call them dread, but, oh, okay, things are going really well. What's going to go wrong? Are you in that group, or are you thinking, do you have people around you who are like that, and you want to tell them, no, just enjoy the ride? 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. More Wilde and Tausch, straight ahead. Stick around.
We're on the Badgers.
It reminds me of our 2016 year.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
I think being the underdog is a great thing for Wisconsin football. I think this could be that year.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Even as you await the announcement from George Webb on the how to get your burger, are you nervous now about the Milwaukee Brewers? It feels like a defeatist attitude to me, Tausch, but I get it. I understand it. I do. Not here to judge. Just want to know how you're feeling. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Let's go to a call first. Let's go to Steve in Appleton. Steve, good morning. Greetings from the
good morning.
Greater Green Bay Metroplex in the Green Bay Fox Cities Market. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Are you nervous?
So, I am not nervous.
Good.
You know why?
Why?
I remember when the Brewers moved in 1970 here, and so I watched the 82, 81. The reason why is in the beginning of this year, the Brewers weren't scoring a lot of runs, and I was nervous then. But their pitching was so strong, and they're so strong up the middle in defense, and they do the intangibles. It reminds me of Bo Ryan, who said the reason that they do well is not that they have the most talented players, but they do the intangibles well. And so you've seen a trajectory. The pitching has always been strong. They score runs without home runs. And the pitching, they can win a game 4-2, or they can win 12-5 if they score, because they have such depth in their starting pitching, and their back end is so strong that mm-hmm. they don't have to score a lot of runs to win. They were winning. I mean, they weren't winning like they're winning now, but the trajectory, their younger players have, all of them have improved in their hitting. And so they lead the league in the number of times that all players have gotten a hit in a game. They went just 10 games without committing an error. They don't walk many people. They proved that when they beat the Dodgers 6 games straight, and all those kinds of things, they went out there and beat and swept them in Los Angeles. So there's just so many things there. First of all, the constant is the pitching. And, of course, William Contreras does a great job mm-hmm. of calling games, and he knows how to handle those pitchers. He knows when to get on their case and when to – And then, of course, Pat Murphy, the intangible there of how well he does. I noticed the other day when Andrew Vaughn bunted and they scored a run, and here's a guy who's a slugger, and it's like he kind of mentioned to him, what are you doing bunting? And then he kind of smiles. You know, the whole idea of he just knows how to motivate them, and they're just playing They're playing comfortable, so I don't see them going on a long losing streak. Obviously, they're not going to keep what they're doing now, obviously. But I don't think they're going to go through long losing streaks because of the quality of their starting pitching and their relief pitching. So,
Steve, outstanding call. Since Jesse wanted Tausch and I to compare this team to the 82 team, and I was 10 and Tausch was 5, you obviously are a little bit older than us. Do you see that comp, or is that just a lazy comp by Jesse because that's what he does?
The Brewers back then were, you know, Bambi's Bombers. They lived by the home run, but they still had other things. I think this team can, you know, they lead the league in home runs in August, so they've picked that up, of course, with Andrew Vaughn. So I think there are comparables with the pitching, and obviously they don't have the stars like they had back then, but it's a different kind of team. But it's a different kind of league. So, but I do think there is a confidence. They're a younger team than that team was. You know, Ted Simmons was older.
Yeah.
And you know, Ben Ogilvy and Cooper and those guys. But so they had that you know, veteran experience. But they don't even the playoffs just the year before.
Right.
So it's a different team. I think it's a better team, quite frankly, and because I just think that they have, you know, you can have a Collins win it for you one day, and Joey Ortiz, who he's improved his batting average by about 30 points, so you can watch the. It seems like the other thing, the intangible of they like each other, and you don't have the divas on the team, you know, they just they'll do whatever it takes to win. So I just think there is a synergy there. I'm not a big proponent of euchre magic, but there is. I mean, I was at the game yesterday, and that was quite. They were up 6-0. I said, "Well, this is over." Well, all of a sudden, it's 6-5, and they had bases on. I'm thinking, "Okay, boy, they kicked it into gear and knocked them out." So they just don't give up. They just are scrappy, and So they are. Nobody wants to play them right now.
That's true. Steve, outstanding call. I'm so glad that you called. What was it like to see Robin Yount as a rookie, by the way? I don't know how old you were in 74, but if you remember the Pilots arriving in 1970, do you remember what it was like to have that 18-year-old shortstop?
Well, I listened to a lot of games back then. We didn't have TV like we did, getting to a game not as often. But there is a parallel between Robin Yount and Bryce Terang. Bryce Terang, you know, is gradually getting stronger, getting more power. Mm-hmm. And you just seen it last, what, he's hit 5 home runs in the last 6 games or something like that. And so that's where Robin Yount, he could hardly hit anything. He hit himself out of a paper bag, and then he started working out on the Nautilus.
He
got stronger, and you could – and I remember that way back when.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, me too.
He developed and he became much more of a doubles and power hitter. I see that in Terang. There's a parallel there. And of course, he's probably a better fielder than Robin Yount. But Robin Yount was a great fielder.
Steve, outstanding call, man. We really appreciate you chiming in. We're smarter for it. Thanks.
So, Jason, correct me if I'm wrong. He basically said Jesse's theory is idiotic in a nice way.
Yep. And very nice. Like, I thought it was incredibly nice.
Pitching is better. The team's
better.
The
one thing
younger,
I heard him
there's
say.
No stars, there's home runs.
The one thing that I heard him say that I think is relatable to both teams is that, and you saw this come out in the Just a Bit Outside documentary, is that they genuinely really like each other.
Yep.
And they have a manager like Harvey Keene was for that team who understands them. You know, that story in the documentary where Ted Simmons says, you know, Harvey takes over and he has the first team meeting and he says, "I only have two things to say to you in this team meeting. One, I hate meetings. Two, this meeting is over." He knew what that team needed, and it sure seems like a guy who was a coach in college for a long time and coached Craig Counsell, it seems that he understands what this team needs, and he has a connectivity with them, and it's really cool to see.
It does. I think one of the interesting points our caller just brought up, and I've seen this on teams I've been a part of, and it's specifically the 1998 Wisconsin football team that ended up going on to a Rose Bowl, beating UCLA, being the best worst team to ever play in a Rose Bowl. And that is playing freely. And it's real easy to play free in August and in September and when there's nothing. We were an underdog when we ended up going out to the Rose Bowl. And there was a play, and I'll never forget this. We talk about this as a group still, where, you know, we're Wisconsin football is conservative by nature. We're going to pound the football. We're going to play good defense. And there is a play that happened where we had an interception. And normally you run it back, whether it was Fletch or Mike Eccles. I don't remember who intercepted it. But I remember they lateraled the football to Jason Doering. And Jason Doering picked up another 30 yards. And it was just free flow, having fun within the circumstances. And it's those little things that end up making a big difference in, you know, in winning and winning at a bigger level. And that's going to be the question when you get to October. Can you still play as free, especially if you're a one seed and you have that? I mean, those are all going to be questions I'll start talking about on September 19th, not a day before. But that is just part of this process, that when you have that chemistry that goes on and does great things, you find those moments that you kind of see the identity work. You can look back at our 2010 team. I think one of the key moments, I don't even know how many times people talk about it, is when we went up to New England and Flynn played that game. Rodgers gets knocked out in that Detroit game. Aaron understands how important it was for him to stay healthy. Flynn goes and balls out. We almost beat it. We don't lose another game.
Yep.
There's these little moments in time that you don't think from the outside. You don't. It's all that's fun and that's cute. But when you see a team play with that lack of restriction but still disciplined, that's when you know you got the special sauce. And I thought that was an interesting point that our caller just made.
That was a great call. Thanks, Steve. All right, Tausch, tell us a little bit about Prize Picks, because we want to get to the other side. We got one more segment left in the 9 o'clock hour, and I don't think everyone is looking at it the way Steve is.
Now, preseason football is underway. Got a bunch of other fun stuff going on. Don't miss any of the action this season on Prize Picks. It is the simple way to play. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. You get your picks right, you cash in, you win up to 2,000 times your cash. Prize Picks, the best way to get action on sports in more than 40 states, including California and the old great state of Wisconsin. Puts their members first. All withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. They offer Venmo and Apple Pay and MasterCard. Quick, easy deposits into your account. And Prize Picks, they're the Thomas Edison of daily fantasy. Invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. Double your money, even if one of your picks don't hit. And this is that fun time of the year. Last year I stunk. I went more on Rodgers and less on Burrow. Not good for old T, but the season-long stuff, all the fun stuff that are going on. You can turn your sports opinions into who you think is going to have big seasons and turn it into real money on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI and you get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI for $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We'll get to the Packers in the 10 o'clock hour, but Jesse's got a couple of text messages that we want to get to on the Brewers, who have won 12 in a row to earn yourself your burgers. But are you nervous?
Matt and Sun Prairie. Oh, sorry, Jason.
If you are, I don't think you're alone. Now you may go.
Thank you. Matt and Sun Prairie, at this point, I'm just conditioned. Super excited for where they're at today. I hate to say it. I'm just waiting for the first round playoff loss.
Oh, Matt!
That's big time wet blanket.
Come on, man!
That's no fun. Are you the guy that texted Tausch yesterday?
Maybe. Or he's listening to you trying to get Murph fired in May. Could be one of those two.
Hard to forget that. So do you think there's more people like Matt, or there's more people that are enjoying the ride? I would certainly hope there's way more people enjoying the ride.
I think there's more people enjoying the ride, but I do think there's more people that are incredibly skittish.
Yeah.
About what that Cubs Twitter people and everybody's saying, and Jesse and everybody kind of saying, you got to do it in October, because a golden age of Brewer baseball has been fun. It's been awesome, but the postseason side of it, we have not quite gotten there. And really, outside of 2018, not had a ton of success in it at all.
Right.
So I understand it. We saw this with Moneyball back in the early 2000s, were great regular seasons, and they weren't able to parlay that into finishing it. So you look at Kansas City, teams have found ways to do it. And for this season to be the real Cinderella, we do have to finish it. And I think to look at it and be incredibly, the shoe's going to drop and all this other stuff, I don't think that's a great approach. I understand it. I don't like it, but I understand where fans are at. I would argue not to do that. But again, I'm not in the business of telling people how to feel. I can tell them why they shouldn't, but feel your feelings.
Feel your feelings. Eleanor. Yeah, I knew that was coming. Jesse, let's do one more text. We'll get to the Packers in the 10 o'clock hour.
Ian and East Troy, in 2018, I was all in with that team. I was so excited on the postseason and was sure we were going to the World Series when we lost to the Dodgers.
Tweet.
Wait a minute. Can I just interrupt briefly?
Yep.
They made it to game 7 of the NLCS.
They were a win away. Yeah, they were right there.
They were at home.
Yeah.
They were at home, had it going, and it just didn't happen. So, yeah.
That's life. Still that's baseball, though. That's sports.
I understand, but you can be disappointed, Jason. You didn't get it done.
I know, but they
got that's sports too.
But there's a big difference, isn't there, between losing a wild card game back when it was one game and done if you lost it, and making it to game 7 and being that close.
There is, but Jason, you know this, covering these teams. The further you go, the deeper the scar.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So it's, yes, I agree. It's, you can look at it, and a great example for me, probably the highest of highs, beating Seattle in that snow globe game, and then you get your gut ripped out the next week. That's life.
Yeah.
That's sports. So would you rather lose and not feel it? Absolutely not. You want to put yourself in a position to feel the greatness. But you also have to be willing to understand you're going to get your blanket heart ripped out, too.
Right.
And if you can't handle that, you can't play big boy sports. And by the way, everybody that was at Miller Park, or I think it was Miller Park at that point, when Yasiel Puig hit that and did the, blah, 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 his little dance thing that he does, it just added, when you get your heart ripped out, then you get iodine or something dumped on top of it. That's what that felt like.
Right, being in this. I don't know about the iodine, but to finish.
Well, what you insert what you want on top of the heart. It is your heart gets ripped out, and then something else you get stomped on.
Acid.
You know what I mean?
In fairness to Ian, I just want to finish this text because
is
it
iodine
actually,
in the back team? Is that what makes it?
Whoa,
sting?
Nelly!
No, I'm asking. Like, I'm generally curious.
When we lost to the Dodgers, it was so emotionally draining. Here comes the butt, though. But I'm back with that all-in feeling with this team.
Yes. I'm with them. Let me join
iodine.
That club. Oh, boy.
But
oh, boy.
Have tempered expectations this time.
No.
He's just trying to protect his heart.
It's a roller coaster.
From iodine.
That's a big boy. Yeah, that is the Valley Fair of text messages. You let it rip. And, yes, you're going to get – we have had our share of heartbreak as a Wisconsin sports fandom. No question about it. The Packers at the top of that list are just gut-wrenching losses. Brewers in 18. But I just think you got to just let it rip.
Yeah.
And if your heart gets ripped out and iodinized, so be it.
Be thankful that you had the chance to have your heart ripped out. As opposed to being
like
saying,
like Chili
White
always
Sox
says,
fan.
You just got to have a chance to have a chance.
Yeah. Well, you've got a chance to have great customer service with your banking if you make the switch to Associated Bank. They've got early pay, which gets you access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. They've got credit monitoring to make sure your credit is where it needs to be if you have a big purchase you want to make. And, of course, they've got fraud protection. They were all over it when someone tried to get my information. They protected me, made sure all of our funds were safe and sound. And, of course, on top of all that, Brewers checking, 12 wins in a row. Packers checking, Super Bowl contender. And Badgers checking, which, you know, the basketball team's really good. Whatever it may be, they've got you covered. Burn. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. What?
Well, that's a burn. I mean, it's a burn.
I'm not saying
the Badger football team's got to prove itself. No doubt about it.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. All right. Well,
hey, what ended up happening? Did the dude that tried to steal your identity, did he get in trouble, he or she? How does that – do you get monitored? You
I don't know if we were ever – if we ever successfully tracked that. I don't know if we ever found out who the person was. We just protected my own interests.
Associated Bank is just responsible for stopping it. They're not responsible for going to catch the person when they do it.
I'm not expecting Lenny Briscoe from Associated Bank to go out there and detectivize it. I was just wondering if you'd follow up on it. That's all.
I will check with Ben Sorensen, who is my It was my Jerry Orbach over at...
hey, Jason, just called me to say we got him.
Oh, boy.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.